Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Warriors pre- and post-game coverage for NBC Sports Bay Area. Also, starting at 5, he's going to be there. So if you're going to the game, go stop by and say hi to Bonte at the Gatehouse.
Yeah, throw out the deuces.
There you go.
And listen, it could be the last call for Fitz and Buki for the season. Could be their last call of the season. Because they won't get the second. We don't get the second and third in NBA Finals if they get that far. So, you know what?
You've been...
Stop it.
Obviously, you've been locked in on them, and rightfully so. You work for NBC. Why would you be watching anything else? But there's been some ESPN games in the series. There's been some TNT games in the series. We had Jay Billis on earlier. I just want to shout him out real quick. What a breath of fresh air when it comes to basketball X's and O's and talking about the game.
Too college for you?
He is. I get the Hershey vibes.
I thought it was a little different.
But Billis knows his stuff.
Yes. Here's why I disagree. Because in the NFL, there are so many great people who do great work that I think it does get drowned out and he becomes college.
You're thinking in just the terms NBA, there's not a lot of great analysts. Yeah, no. In that aspect, yes, you're right. Because Stan Van Gundy's great. Reggie's sometimes he's cheering, sometimes he's not.
I don't know what to get. Candace is trying.
And Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson not good?
Look, man, can we just all admit?
Objective.
Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson were the crew.
Well, they were underrated.
And social media.
I agree.
Basically bitched and moaned for so long about that crew. And now we have Richard Jefferson talking about we. LeBron could do no wrong.
All the way
he's
home.
Taking shots at the Warriors on the mic. I mean, he's just like, all right, dude. And Doris Burke. Love Doris, but I don't get finals crew from Doris.
No.
Like, I don't get finals material from Doris. I get, like, C team or B team from Doris Burke. God bless her soul.
Yeah.
But I don't get A team from that crew. I need, like, when you're an A team in the NBA, you know, I need intensity. I need emotion. Says Kevin Harlan's been in this
Kevin
bag.
Kevin Harlan's A team.
Iron Eagle with Grant Hill. That's a good crew.
Yes.
Yep. Good crew. So, in that sense, yes, Jay Billis is a fresh air, but I still get college vibes from him because he's going to be a bit monotone.
Well, he's also a college guy. He does have the wry humor, which I appreciate sometimes. Maybe that's just the old white guy in me at 31
I also
years
think
old.
He's trying not to do too much because he's a college guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to alienate the NBA audience.
No, it's a good point. Speaking of not wanting to alienate the audience and gather more audience, you should be listening to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. You know, Bonte subscribes there. Ooh. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky and occasionally Steven Rizzotto have the best Giants talk in the world. Catch the latest episode where Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky react to the Giants getting swept in a two-game set in San Diego. And what is the Giants?
Well, they lost last night, too.
Farhan's cooked.
No.
Dude, they lost last night, too.
Yeah, they lost Rogers. Three in a row. I don't know what this last sentence is, Sam, but I'm just going to leave it at that because it's all mumbled.
If the Warriors would have won game five, I would have been working tonight.
Oh, no.
Giants-Rockies. And I was thinking to myself, okay, Giants pre and post. Can I name three Rockies right now?
Ryan McMahon?
I mean, Ryan McMahon.
Yeah, he's been around.
I think Charlie Blackley retired, right?
Yes.
Tovar,
the shortstop, right? Yeah. Chris Bryant hurt again?
Always. He's always hurt.
Oh, he's still a Rocky.
I don't even know if he's played a full season combined.
Is Troy Tulowitzki still there?
Who?
Troy Tulowitzki?
No.
He's still there? I'm kidding, people.
True story.
He's Boston.
I know.
Cargo still
there? My point is, the Rockies are one of the worst franchises in all of sports now.
Yes.
They've got nobody. They got nothing to hang their hat on, and I was kind of dry. I was like, boy, Giants, Rockies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Maybe I Friday call night. My boy Shasky.
What hits more? Rockies baseball in Denver, Colorado, or New Orleans Pelicans basketball?
Well, at least they have Zion.
Well,
Rockies baseball may hit more than the Pelicans. Nobody cares about the Pelicans down there.
You played 30 games this year?
Yeah, nobody cares. I've been to New Orleans multiple times. They're like, yeah, we don't care about the Pelicans, really.
No. They care more about Louisiana Monroe or whatever.
And the Smoothie King Center is right next to the Superdome, and it looks so small.
I would rather be the White Sox.
You'd rather be
the White Sox than the Pelicans.
How about those Bulls jerseys that they're pulling off?
They're just trying to steal money.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're stealing money, dude.
The Niners said that they're coming out with new jerseys.
I know. The city connects.
And the Niners? I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be good. People are going to reject it.
Why?
The out-of-towners that are all content creating all across the globe are going to love them.
Bring back the black.
Hate them, don't even know what they look like.
They're the Yankees. You don't need city connects when you have glorious uniforms.
Wait, you said Yankees or they said Niners?
Niners have uniforms like the Yankees, and they've been around for so long. You don't need to have a variety of throwback jerseys. A variety of new jerseys. You have enough throwbacks.
Same in the NFL. I think like the Steelers, the Raiders. Certain franchises don't need it. I say with the Niners, too. I don't think they really
Browns.
Need
it. Yeah.
Well, the Packers have been wearing all white uniforms with white helmets.
Those are okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to try something new every now and then.
Should the Warriors try something new tonight in the starting lineup?
Yeah, I think Steve Kerr will mix it up. Oh. I think he may go back to Moody. If there's anything to take away from game number 5, it's Moses Moody had 25 and got his shot back. He's been struggling with his shot. I think you could go back to Moody or have the quick hook on Buddy Hield. But again, they're coming back home. I expect the role players to play a lot better. I expect the Warriors to close this series out now. The Rockets have a ton of confidence. Fred VanVleet is 12 of 18 from 3 in his last 2 games. And he's seeing the basket is big right now for Fred VanVleet. Keep hold down Jalen Green. Jalen Green has been a non-factor, but also Alperen Şengün. Amen Thompson. You see what he did the other night? He joined Hakeem Olajuwon, Elvin Hayes, Charles Barkley, Rick Barry as the only players in NBA history to have like 25, 5, and 5 steals or something like that. Just incredible. Like this kid, the Thompson twins, I know Oster got cooked on the final possession yesterday. Yeah.
Brunson's good.
But he shouldn't have been yanked from the game in the first place for Dennis Schroeder when they had a 7-point lead late in the game. The Warriors just got to come out and be faster. They've lost 4 to 5 first quarters in this series. Come out faster and play with the lead. Try to play downhill, not uphill, because that's what's been the slow starts in the first quarter has been really mind-boggling for the Dubs here. And you got to free up Stephen Curry. So how do you do that? I think Jimmy Butler's going to handle the ball more. Steve Kerr, I think, mentioned that with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And so come out faster, and then you get into the rotations or whatnot, but please don't ask me about Jonathan Kuminga.
No, I'm not going to. He was a DNP last game. Steve Kerr said, he talked with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, he said, yeah, there's a possibility. He said he did like his defense on Jalen Green at times when they saw that look. So if Jalen Green's cooking, maybe that's an option, but I doubt we really see him tonight at all. But talking about Jimmy Butler handling the ball, like this is the stat for me. If it's all coming down to turnovers, put the ball in the hands of the guy that doesn't turn it over. One turnover the entire series for Jimmy Butler. He does not turn the ball over. He makes the smart choices each and every time. I love Stephen Curry. He's a top 10 player. He's one of the greatest of all time. His Achilles heel is what? It's just turning the ball over. It has been his entire career. He's done that. I don't think the thumb injury is helping, but I'm not going to put solely on that. It's also just Steph needing to clean it up a little bit more. And Amen Thompson, he's frisky. He's feisty. And he's going to be getting all over him. So don't turn the ball over early in this game and give them any confidence, especially those young guys.
And the Warriors have to play faster in the half court. There's too many times in this series to where they're not getting shots off until there's 4, 3, 2 seconds left on the shot clock. You would have in game, I think it was game four, maybe in game three. Game three without Jimmy Butler. They were getting shots up with 11 seconds left on the shot clock, 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Don't allow that Houston Rockets defense to set even after made baskets. Get early shots. Get crisp shots so you can't pass down open shots if you're Draymond Green or GP2 or Moses Moody or Brandon Podziemski. Get quicker shots within the shot clock because all of a sudden it's 5-4. And this young athletic team, they recover very well to Houston Rockets and they get out and contest. So you want to get shots up quicker within the half court. Shasky, you here?
I'm just listening.
Look at that. He's active listening.
I'm just listening.
Man, you look like you're yawning, man.
Well, I don't want to step on anybody.
No,
you know?
That was very respectful. Thank you, Joe. Do you want to weigh in on the fast start?
I'm like Jimmy Butler when he first got here. I just want to, like, you know, you're cooking and
you're being too unselfish now. Unselfish, Shasky. Oh,
it's kind of like, you know, waiting for my turn.
Jimmy Butler.
Well, there is an aspect of this, like, yeah, Buddy Hield, Podziemski, like, fact of the matter is, in a game like this, I just need my big boys to step up. Sometimes it's as simple as that. Can I get the Jimmy Butler playoff Jimmy? Can I get Steph doing the night-night tonight? And can I get Draymond Green to even, it'd be great. Can you get like 10 points scoring?
It's not just Draymond. It's also Podziemski because those two
that's
guys.
That's fine, but I need those guys to, like, they need to do their part.
It's prerequisite you need Jimmy and Steph. Like, that's a prerequisite. Yeah, I'm talking about the ancillary pieces. This entire offense. You had Podziemski just slightly hesitant last game. You had Draymond not looking to shoot at all, so they're sagging off him. GP2 passing up shots in the lane. They have to, the other guys that are out there, have got to be willing shooters. I mean, they were so constipated, you settled for, I believe, two different Kevon Looney late shot clock mid-range jumpers. No one wants that. Kevon doesn't want that. The team doesn't want that. But when you're passing up the midi floater, and when you're not squaring up to the hoop and you're just passing on the perimeter, you're going to get forced into 5 seconds. Let's go. Someone make a play. Take someone off the dribble. And so, yeah, they got to attack the hoop here and take the midi when it's available.
And the Rockets, give them credit, man. They've controlled the pace of the series. You look at the assist numbers for the Golden State Warriors. They're averaging 24 assists per game. They're usually around 30, one of the best teams in the NBA. It's way down, and that goes with Draymond Green's playmaking. How do you get Fred VanVleet off of Draymond Green and get him active within the offense with his playmaking ability? I think Steve Kerr alluded to this, saying that Fred VanVleet has made it hard. He's made it hard for Draymond Green to get involved offensively. So that's another element nobody likes to talk about. But when he's playing well offensively, it takes the Warriors to another level.
Why is he, like, Fred VanVleet is 6 feet tall. They should be going at this guy defensively. Well, I know he's big, but, like, you're 6 feet. Like, Draymond's 6'5", 6'6".
They're packing the paint alongside of him, so it's usually not him isolated. He's laying off. Şengün laying off whoever he's guarding, whether it's Moody or Buddy. Like, I think their team defensive principles have been pretty clear. Steph Curry on the perimeter beyond the three-point line, we are blitzing him. We're not letting him operate in the middle of the key. And then other than that, we're going to be super physical and one-on-one with Amen. And everybody that gets a staggered screen or whatever, they're going to jump into the passing lane to deny Steph the ball. They've done a great job denying Steph.
And they're taking away that split action that the Warriors love to run with Draymond Green and the dribble handoffs, DHOs, where they know Draymond loves to dribble the handoff to Stephen Curry. So you get a smaller guard on him who's quicker and strong like Fred VanVleet. You press Draymond a little bit. It's actually a great strategy instead of other teams where they lay off of Draymond at the three-point line and allow him to survey the floor. That's what really gets Draymond rolling here. So you got to get Draymond rolling offensively within the half court and get his assist numbers up. Again, just 2 assists per game in this series. He's shooting 21% from the three-point line, so he's struggling from the perimeter.
He's got the same amount of points as he has fouls and turnovers in this series. And he can't be in foul trouble. He can't turn it over. And he needs to just score a little more. We're not asking about a lot, just a little. No, it's a couple of buckets, and I think the passing lanes open up.
Bonte Hill in studio with us, Spadoni and Shasky, the morning roast here. We got another 10 minutes before we get to Fast Five.
That's it?
I know, the show's money, flying man. By. No, it's been great.
Thank you, Matt.
The rotations tonight, Steve Kerr, think he's going to have a pretty tight leash on things when it comes to the rotation, or do you expect?
Yeah, it's a game seven for the Warriors. They don't want to fly back down to Houston. The next flight they want to take is to Minneapolis, Minnesota. So all hands on deck. This is so similar. Like, there's so many similarities to 2022 with the Grizzlies. Game six was on a Friday night, just like it is tonight. They got blown out in game number five. And in that game six, that was big boy basketball. I think Looney had like 20 rebounds in that game.
Dylan Brooks hit a couple early ones.
So Dylan Brooks hit like his first three shots of that game. He finished 10 of 28.
Did he go for 30?
Yeah, but he went 10 for 28.
It wasn't an efficient 30.
Yeah, it was 10 for 28.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was one of those things where Taylor Jenkins was like, oh, no, he made his first three shots. And Steve Kerr was probably thinking, oh, yes, he made his first three shots. But you know what? This version of Dylan Brooks.
It's different.
He's a different Dylan Brooks.
Way more efficient.
He's way more efficient. So you want to make sure you just cut the water off for Fred VanVleet. He's starting to feel too comfortable. Again, those three-point numbers, 12 of 18. And he had two go in and out in game four. Could have been 10 to 12 from three.
And it feels like whenever those ones, it's when he's in rhythm, when he's like running on, it's off a turnover, it's a fast break opportunity. He runs to that 3-point line, just chucks it up. It's not off the dribble, it's not anything like that. So that's why you got to cut those in half for sure.
So the rotation is going to be tight to answer your question.
Yeah, no, totally.
But if Mark can, you know, arrest Dylan Brooks before the game, none of this is going to matter.
I don't like Dylan Brooks.
He was irate about it. Dylan Brooks is like, whoa, dude, all right. Now you're getting sucked into Twitter, Mark.
Can we appreciate the animosity and the feistiness between the series? I think the NBA playoffs, we were talking about it earlier. Yeah. No, the playoffs in general have been great. When I got Giannis going out against John Halliburton, Tyrese's dad. You know the feistiness is there.
Tyrese's dad stay off the floor.
Yeah, well, Giannis's answer, his presser, watching it live, I was like, yes, Giannis. And the sweepstakes for Giannis and Antetokounmpo, it's going to be a lot of teams lining up for Giannis, but his, like, don't be disrespectful. And I've won a championship. Yes. You guys haven't. Like, let's keep it real.
I love that he said, maybe 20 years from now, my perspective will be different when my son's playing. Yep. But right now, it felt very disrespectful.
No, the whole 3 minute, 45 seconds, it was awesome. But
beautiful.
To your point about the playoffs, these playoffs have been great. Great. And in the second round, you're going to get Boston, New York, rivalry. Boston, I think, is going to mop the floor with them. And then you get Cleveland, Indiana, and they're on a collision course to play the Boston Celtics, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Great Eastern Conference final. Nuggets and Clippers last night. James Harden showed up, played 46 minutes yesterday. Get a game seven with Kawhi Harden against Jokic and Gordon. Wow, what a series. And then Minnesota beating the Lakers. And, I mean, these playoffs have been awesome. It's reminding me of the 90s. I'm getting 90s vibes. The scores are lower. You're not getting the 140 to 142 games. You're getting high 90s, low 100s. This is what basketball, there's a chippiness here. So I'm loving the NBA playoffs right now. And look, the refs, I know the refs have been awful. They're always awful. We've been yelling this for 7 years now. They're at an all-time bad, whether it's Gucci Man, Tony Brothers, Zach Zarbo. It doesn't matter.
You love Goble. You love yourself.
John Goble's awful. He's terrible.
He was the review ref the other night, and I'm like, why?
Dude, he did like back-to-back games. He was in L.A. doing a game with the T-Wolves.
All reviews should always be Bill Kennedy at all times. Continue.
Oh, my God. Bill, no, stop Bill Kennedy. He mucked up game four. They lost control of game four. There's four technical. The second quarter lasted 45 minutes. That game lasted 2 hours and 15 minutes.
We got out of we had to stop watching at 10 o'clock, Bonte.
By the time Monty, I know you guys said that. By the time I left Chase Center after recording the Dove Talk podcast with Monty, it was 12:45. I was gassed.
You're so happy you have to get up in 4 hours.
I was happy about that. I was like,
By the way,
I think I slept till like 11 the next day.
By the way, it is funny, like those two Eastern Conference matchups. They got the Pacers going up against Cleveland, and then you got the Knicks going up against the Celtics. The price difference between those two, like when it comes to lowest price of the tickets that you can get in. Right now, I'm looking at ESPN. Tickets as low as $73 for Indiana Cleveland. Juxtapose that with New York Boston, tickets as low as $225.
Damn.
$150.
You guys want to fly out there? Watch playoff basketball?
Want
to go to Cleveland?
Want to go?
No.
The queue? Get in the queue. We'll talk to you.
Want to go back to the parquet floor? I'm not going to lie. I started doing the deep dives on the Celtics after that Celtic City doc. Damn, what a great history.
You feel me on now? Like, teams like the Celtics don't need those neon green
jerseys. No, I never agree with that.
It's like, it's absurd. Yeah. You know, their history is so rich, and it's just insane.
People were complaining about the court, that the City Edition court that they had, like, during the playoffs. Like, we should not have different courts during the playoffs.
The parquet.
I kind of like the bridge with the fog. So personally, I do.
No, but I think it's Boston. Cool.
Where's your confidence meters at, guys? Come on, game six. Fans got to get there early, man. Because, like, it does bother me when people, they rip on Chase, and it's my, this arena's in my city, all right? And I know how Frisco fans get down. We're passionate about our teams. We're rabid about our teams. You see when the Giants are in the playoffs, when the Warriors have been in the playoffs, whether you wear the shirt or not, personally don't care because, you know, if I'm wearing a dope fit.
I'm with you on that.
But if you wear the shirt, They're free. Wear the shirt.
Free as me.
Get loud, get there, and put on a show, man. The
shirt, he doesn't care.
Huh?
You said you don't care.
I mean, if you wear the shirt,
mine's at 7.5.
Forty never wears a shirt because he's flossy. He's got the big, you know what I'm saying?
He's
and those shirts are small, too. Like, they barely fit me. I can't be showing my gut out there.
What gut? You look good. Abundant Life Weight Loss?
In the gym yesterday.
Okay. Oh, what were you doing?
A little cardio.
Oh, yeah. A little bit. What do you do? Elliptical?
In and out. See, when I go to Olympic Club to
not
work out.
Not In-N-Out Burger.
Shasky always finds out because people are just looking at me and then they start texting Shasky, oh, I see Ponte here. So like, it's like worries me.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
You can't even work out in public.
Well,
no more.
I mean,
Life of the King.
Life of the King. Sam's on fire.
What'd he say?
I tried to get Life of the King
and he beat me.
I'm saying no. You guys want to joke like that? It's very uncomfortable. You go home and say, yeah, my boy's over here at the Olympic Club. It's like so weird. Guys watching you work out. Like, dude, come on, man. Pick up the dumbbell bars, please. Get some curls.
There you go.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.